It's the most common chemical in the universe, and it could be the key to a zero emissions future for Australia. Hydrogen is being touted as a virtually endless supply of convenient green energy, and today the chief scientist, Alan Finkel, will lay out his plan for Australia to become an early player in the emerging industry. But not everyone is keen on the idea, with concerns the zero emissions promise of hydrogen is still a decade or so away, because right now the only cost-effective way of making it is by burning large amounts of carbon-intensive fossil fuels. With more, here's our political reporter, Tom Eagledon.
It's a seductive promise for a planet looking for the double whammy of a virtually endless fuel source that won't warm the planet. Hydrogen emits no carbon when it's burnt, and you can make it out of water or carbon dioxide. But here's the catch. Making it takes a lot of energy, and right now doing that using renewable power to crack water into hydrogen costs about three times as much as using coal to do the same with carbon dioxide. Richie Merzian is the Climate and Energy Director at the Australia Institute.
Rushing into the market now means using fossil fuel hydrogen, and that's highly emissions intensive.
He's calling on the government to wait until the cost of renewable energy sourced hydrogen comes down before Australia gets involved in the export game.
And it's 5 to 10 years away in terms of being cost competitive. So if you lock in fossil fuel infrastructure to make hydrogen, that's locked in for the next few decades.
The chief scientist, Alan Finkel, will today present a plan to energy ministers from the state and federal governments to fast-track the establishment of a hydrogen industry. Part of the reasoning is to establish Australia as an early player in what's expected to be a major growth industry with the potential for thousands of jobs. But Richie Merzian claims those ambitions are being overhyped by proponents in Australia.
And we've tracked down the original strategies from Japan and South Korea, which were the likely markets, and found the consultant has inflated the numbers in some cases by a factor of 11.
Australia could be very well in the box seat in terms of hydrogen production. So it's an exciting opportunity.
That's Mark McCallum, CEO of Coal 21, an industry lobby group that promotes carbon capture and storage, a technology that aims to trap carbon emissions from burning coal underground, and which would be a critical part of a fossil hydrogen industry.
Japan and Korea have strong ambitions for hydrogen, and I think while they might not meet the targets of today, they'll certainly try and achieve the targets that they have into the future.
I guess the important question here is, though, about the time frame of those ambitions and the need to get into this industry earlier, as the chief scientist has been arguing. Do you see a particular need to, as some put it, rush into this?
I think Australia should just do what it's doing and do a sensible discussion and have a look at all the options.
Mark McCallum claims the cost of carbon capture and storage has come down by about two-thirds over recent years, and that trend will only continue if a profitable industry like hydrogen production can be bolted onto the CCS process.
What we're hoping for is a real technology-neutral approach and having a look at all technologies.
That's industry lobbyist Mark McCallum ending Tom Eagledon's report.